This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. The Islamic State Group's Afghan branch has claimed responsibility for the wedding bombing in Kabul that killed at least 63 and wounded more than 180. The victims of the overnight suicide bombing at a packed wedding hall were mostly members of the minority Shiite Hazara community. The United Nations denounced the wedding hall bombing as an atrocious act against Afghan Shiites. The attack was one of the worst against Afghan civilians in recent years. Sudan's pro-democracy movement signed a final power-sharing agreement with the ruling military council on Saturday at a ceremony in the capital, Khartoum. VOA's Isha Saray has more.
After months of negotiations and protests, citizens of Sudan flooded the streets to celebrate the formal signing of a political agreement that will determine the transitional government over the next 3 years. The signing itself was brief, but hours of celebration followed in the capital city. Thousands of people traveled more than 300 kilometers from the city of Atbara, where the first protests that helped to oust President Omar al-Bashir took place in December. With chants of Madaniya, which means civilian and signifies the success of a civilian-led movement, Sudanese people in Khartoum joyously celebrated the signing well into Saturday night, knowing there will be days, weeks, and months of difficult work ahead. Isha Sarai, VOA News, Khartoum.
A Spanish humanitarian group rejected Spain's offer to take in more than 100 mostly African migrants aboard a charity rescue ship, saying it was too dangerous to sail that far. The migrants were picked up by the open arms boat off the coast of Libya, but had been stranded off the shores of Italy for 2 weeks. The office of Spain's prime minister says the situation aboard the vessel is urgent and untenable for the migrants on board. From Washington, this is VOA News. Hundreds of thousands of pro-democracy protesters